Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're on the move. We're on the move. Yes, you are. We're on the move. No stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. On the move. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right. Welcome back. There's no stopping us now. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All right, so we got a caller on the phone line all the way from Aventura, Florida. He wants to comment and mention about, you know, Memorial Day.
Terrific. We love it. So, who is it?
We got Mike from Aventura. Mike, how you doing?
Mike from Aventura. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Doing
what do you
Mike?
Have to say for
What's
yourself,
up?
Mike from Aventura, Florida?
Wow. Hi. I just want to say that I'm just going to kind of take it easy for Memorial Day. My birthday's coming up next week. I'll be 70 years old on Friday, June 2nd.
Another Gemini.
Yeah. And I want to say how much I enjoy your show. I think it's a great show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Right. And right now, it's trivia time. We're going right to trivia time. Well, this is very special trivia. See if you know who's singing this song. This was a great song, very special song. See if you understand who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Play a little more of that song, Chris. A little more of that song.
We'll also have our anthems to play, too.
407-894-1680. New callers first. Who's singing this song?
Just look
okay, Chris.
Didn't you love the thing?
That's a sad song. Very sad. If you don't know what it's about, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not telling who's singing it, but that's about Abraham Lincoln. That's about John Kennedy. And it's about Martin Luther mm-hmm. King Jr. And it's about Bobby Kennedy. That's what that song's all about. Four people that were assassinated.
You know,
back
that,
in the
Michael?
60s, they were assassinating people the same as they did in 1860s when Abraham Lincoln was shot.
Where'd you dig that up, Michael?
What?
Where'd you dig that information up?
Where I dig what information up?
About the assassinations, or about this song. Where'd you learn about that? First I've heard it.
First, you heard what?
About assassination song.
That's what that song was all about, the assassination.
Right. I just wondered how you learned about that being an assassination song.
I heard the
song. Oh, or when, or what does it remember? We all remember that.
We all remember that.
Oh, yeah, I just didn't ever think of it that way.
Well, okay. You just happened to be that John F. Kennedy was shot? Martin Luther King Jr. Was shot? Bobby Kennedy was shot. I wasn't around when Abraham Lincoln was shot.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't. But a terrible thing, but all four were shot.
Yeah.
They're all assassinated.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, everybody, I just wanted to remind you that Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, will be calling in a few minutes. If you have any questions for Peter, he loves to take your calls. And then also Candace Young will be calling in from Canada. and she is in charge of Ambutech Canes. So if you have any questions canes, please call in.
Yeah, so does anybody know who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. We'd like to have new callers first. New callers first.
Two callers, but they're not new.
Nobody. Well, let's wait for a new caller first.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a new caller. A
few minutes.
And Michael, if we got time.
894-1680. What?
If we got time, if you wouldn't mind, it's a Memorial Day show, and I'd like to give one more bonus question for somebody. I'll bring it up later if it's okay with you.
I don't know that we'll have time.
I don't have time. Yeah. Chris, any more calls? New caller?
No new callers right now.
Okay, well, who's first?
All right, so we got Mike from Avatar who just called one and gave that wonderful message, and then we have Paul from New Jersey.
Oh, Paul.
So Paul said, hey, you know, let whoever called
beat me. On the list?
No.
No.
So Mike was first and then Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to speak to both of them anyway.
Okay, so let's go and talk to Mike from Avatar, then we'll talk to Paul. Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, I know who that is. That's Dion. That song came out.
Wow.
That's very good. Dion sang it. That's right.
I didn't realize it was Dion until I looked it up.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good eating.
I appreciate it.
Sure. You know where? I'll tell you this one you don't know.
Birthday present.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, but you don't know.
Yeah, I love that song. When
Dion was asked to sing this song. But where was he asked to sing the song? The writer of the song asked him, where did he ask him? What part of the country?
Well, I think he lived in South Florida at the time.
That's right.
You're right.
Wow, Mike really knows.
Right.
He's right. He said South Florida.
South Florida, right.
That's exactly right. Hialeah.
Hialeah.
He lived in Miami.
Yeah, well, same thing. Hialeah, yeah. Miami.
For a while.
Thank you for calling in. And again, happy birthday. Don't want to take the call. Yep. Paul. Thanks
happy
for
birthday.
Calling in.
All right, Mike, hold on one moment, Mike. Don't hang up.
$10 gift card. Subway. Let's hear from Paul. Paul.
Okay.
Hang on there, Mike.
Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Good.
Someone beat you to the punch, but we still want to hear from you.
Well, I also, I am a veteran.
I can't hear you.
Thank you.
I haven't heard anybody other veterans call in, so I thought I'd call in and just thank everyone.
What branch? What branch were you in, Paul?
Excuse me?
What branch of the service were you in?
I have really poor reception, so I'm going to hang up.
What? No, they asked what part of the service were you in? What branch were you a part of?
Oh, okay. I was in the Army, Vietnam, 1965. I was a combat medic in the medevac unit of the 1st Air Cavalry.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for serving the country. Unbelievable. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much, Paul.
Have a great evening, everybody.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's unbelievable. He was a medic.
Yep, medic. Very important.
Well, it's time to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Very spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you missed any part of this show or any show in the last 8 years, you can go to our webpage. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We keep all the shows. As you know, this show is live, but after the show's over, we archive it. We put it in the archives. So we've got over 400 shows that we archive. So you can listen to this show or any other show in the last 8 years. Lynn, you're up.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Before we, can we give a shout out to Preston down at our sister station down in South Florida? He said, hey, I'm a veteran. I served in the armed forces and my job was security forces and I was stationed in Germany.
No kidding.
Who's this?
Preston.
Wow, Preston.
Yeah, WFTL.
Absolutely. Say hello, Preston, and WFTL. So, hey. Absolutely, Preston.
Yes, Preston.
So he's busy. He didn't get a chance to call because he got so much stuff going on down that way. He said, hey, Chris, okay. Can you do that for me? So back to you, Lynn.
Okay. Well, yes, Preston, thank you for contributing that to the show, and we thank you for your service. All right. We need a theme song for when Peter's on.
Yeah, we should have something.
And a welcome back song. Well, it's time to welcome Peter Cucciavi, and Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and I hope you call in and ask Peter a question. Welcome back, Peter.
Welcome back, Peter.
Hey, hello, Peter. Hello. Thank you. Hi, Gary. Great to hear all Peter. Your voices. And I know it's been such a great show so far. I've been enjoying hearing all the stories, and I know Memorial Day is just such a challenging day for some people, but it really is a good time to reflect and appreciate all that those who fought have given for us. And, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I just wanted to start by saying that this had to have been now a couple of years ago, Michael, when you invited me to come on. So this was separate of Charter Communications. And I talked a little bit about my story as an immigrant and losing my sight. And I just can't help it, but on this Memorial Day, recognize two very important things about that. One is I'm more grateful than ever to be here in the States and appreciate all the freedoms and access that I have here in the United States, and appreciate all that the military and those who give their lives for it have done. But also we've got so many of our own fighting back home actively now. And so on the flip side, you know, there's the active war that's happening on the Ukrainian soil. So my heart and thoughts go out to them as well. So really thinking of both this year.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you for sharing that, Peter.
Thank you very much for sharing that, Peter.
Peter, I have something I want to ask you. In the future sometime, you can get with Lynn, and I think there's a lot of new listeners out there that hadn't heard the story about you being an immigrant coming here and all the challenges you've gone through. It's a very interesting story.
Well, I mean, I don't mind. I think today is such it is Memorial Day. It's a day of memory and recollection. So I don't mind taking a little bit of time, if you're all up for it, and sharing just a touch of how I got to Charter.
When it comes to you and Charter and Spectrum, we're always up to anything you have to say. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll be glad to do that. There's a lot of reflection happening today, and certainly with the reflection come a lot of memories from your own childhood. And Lynn, I heard you asking and talking about the way that people celebrated Memorial Day when they were younger in their neighborhoods and their cities. And so there's a lot of reflection. And I really never had the connection to the American Memorial Day so much in my early childhood, but certainly recall all the fire trucks, and they have the big antique fire trucks. This is down in the state of Georgia when we first moved there. And we didn't really have the English language or English community built out, but we had this American sponsor family who sponsored us to the States. And they took us into their home for about 6 weeks until we found a place to live, and my parents got a job. And I remember the first Memorial Day, we went out to the town square, and they had these big, you know, parades, and they had the old fire trucks out and the old police vehicles. that were out there, the little Model T looking cop cars. They were amazing. There was this big military parade. It was a lot of fun, but you know, and you don't really understand what it's all about when you're younger, but certainly appreciate it when you're older and you have friends and family members and others serve in the military. My father served in the Soviet military, and this was at the time not exactly a choice that you had if you were able-bodied,
right?
And you weren't. I think one of the biggest exemptions was being in university or in public service. If you weren't in one of those positions and you didn't have a disability, you were serving in the military.
Right.
And I remember my father told me that he didn't want to kill another man. That was a thing that violated his own personal religious moral code. And that gave him a lot of hell for that in the military. But he served out his 2 years, certainly at the time. And so when we were here in the States, really thinking about the journey that my parents went through and the opportunities that I now had here, I didn't know it early on, but there were a lot of opportunities for me as a blind person here in the States that I hadn't taken advantage of until I was older. And so this past the K through 12 years, but when I discovered that, you know, there are these remarkable, and you hear them here on the radio show, there are these remarkable training centers for blind and low vision individuals that help you get back to work or get an education and get ahead in life. The fact that there are agencies that promote the independence for blind people and job placement is incredible. You know, there's not as much of that going on back in my home country. And so I'm really grateful to be in a place. And I'd share this back then, and I'll say it here, that when I was coming up as a kid, people with disabilities in Ukraine, and still today in much of Eastern Europe and Russia, people with disabilities are institutionalized and
right,
much less promoted and moved into the workforce as equal contributing citizens. And, you know, for a long time in my childhood, I really didn't understand the value that I could bring as somebody losing their sight. And I'm very grateful for the organizations and systems that are in place here. And so to be able to move through that and then get to a place where I felt compelled to give back to my society, compelled to give back to the disability community through my work, that was an incredible journey, working with the Colorado Center for the Blind, doing a variety of jobs there, both with the adults and the youth, and later with the senior programs, and coming to Charter and helping to build this accessibility program that would touch the entire span of people with disabilities that interact with cable, internet, phone products through Charter Spectrum. That was an incredible thing to see as well, because now on the corporate side, these companies whose products we just can't get away from, they're integrated into our lives, to be able to affect the accessibility of those products for others like myself on the other side of
it. Peter, this is Michael. I have to interrupt you. I have to interrupt you. I have to interrupt you. You know, I have to say this from the bottom of my heart. Spectrum is a beautiful company. How they sponsor our radio show is beyond words. We love Spectrum for what they do to our blind community. But what you just said right now about yourself, you should be the poster fellow for all the blind folks around the world, because what you have done for yourself as a blind person is amazing. It's amazing. A lot of folks that are blind should listen to you, what you've done from where you came from, another country, where you came into this country, and what you've done with yourself is totally amazing. And now you and Spectrum, too amazing, not just people, but Spectrum is amazing. You're amazing. And I can only say Spectrum is our poster corporation. Charter is our amazing company. And you are an amazing person. You are our poster person for the blind community. But what you've done, where you came from, is totally amazing. I take my hat off to you and Charter.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that. you know, it's difficult to know where you're going until you get there. And the journey may be difficult, but I appreciate that. And I hope that, you know, there's this word in the disability community, inspiration, and it's not accepted by everybody because people don't want to be inspiring just because of their disability. They want to be inspiring because of the things that they accomplish. Well, you know what? I think that I am okay with inspiring others because of my disability and what I've accomplished through it, with it, so long as I inspire them to do something, not just inspire them to feel a certain way, but to actually do something differently in their own lives, whether they have a disability and start to believe that they can do something as well, and that they can go back to work if they've lost their sight, for instance, later in life. Sometimes that's a very depressing feeling. You feel like everything that you've been able to do has stopped. Well, to inspire people to think differently about that event and to continue to grow. I've worked with seniors over the age of 80 and beyond into their early 100s that learn new technology, new ways of life, new ways to be independent. That was an incredible experience. It tells you that you can always, your body will change sometimes without your permission, but your thoughts can follow your orders and your commands. You can really command your thoughts in ways that you can't always your body. And so a positive attitude is one that I hope I inspire in others, but also just the ability to see people with disabilities as capable, productive, active members of society. And, you know, not to speak of the veterans that come back and sometimes have lost their sight in the line of fire, in the line of war. And I've met a lot of those folks too. And I know that a lot of them are reflecting on their time in the military today. And there are a lot of programs that help those of you who are veterans to get back into the workforce as well. It charters one company that really values veteran hiring as well. So I want to inspire that in others to make a difference.
Oh, I've got a question for you.
Please, Gary.
I got a question for you. It's amazing, but you have no Soviet accent whatsoever. And I have never heard somebody from Soviet country that didn't have somewhat of the accent. How'd you get away from that?
Well, I try not to drink as often, and that keeps it at bay.
No vodka.
Thank you so much, Peter, for coming on tonight. Yeah.
Thank you, Peter, for that story. Love it.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Peter, so much. It's a special evening.
Yes.
Special Memorial Week.
Yes.
And we thank you and Charter for being part of our family. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Both you and Charter. Thank you.
Thank you all. Yeah. My heart goes to everybody today. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter.
Regards to your family.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Regards to Leonardo.
Yep. And Nikita.
Thank you.
And Nikita. Yep.
It's time to go to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. Albert Einstein.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Welcome back. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. I am up. Well, we'd like to welcome back. Evidently, we have two people. Well, now we have one person. I don't know. Well, anyway, we'd like to welcome back Candace Young, who is the general manager at Ambutech and sales and marketing expert at Ambutech. And I think we also have Laura Hudick also on from Ambutech. So welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you very
welcome.
Much for having us again.
Okay, is this Candace?
This is Laura this time.
Oh, okay, because it says Candace tried to log in. I don't know. She was there before.
Yes, she is here and she is trying to log in. It just isn't working, so she's next to me now.
Well, welcome to you, Laura. Nice to have you with us.
Hello, thank Laura. You.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
This, calling in from
this
Canada.
Is Gary.
Calling in from Canada.
Hey, Canada.
Welcome, Ambutech.
So, Laura, tell us about Ambutech while we're waiting for.
And by the way, those are our canes. We use. I have three canes right now in the house, all Ambutech.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I love when people are using our product. We're a company that just love what we do. We make canes for people who are blind and low vision. We believe that canes should be as individual as people's lifestyles. We offer a wide range for everyday use or going out to exploring, and then different tips to fit on them as well.
Could I say something to you in the cane industry? Let's go back a little bit of history, because I love canes today, because back in the day when I first went blind in the 80s, we basically only had what long cane were called. It was just regular long stick, basically, with white cane, red tip, and then no roller, no nothing. And when you went into a restaurant, you had nowhere to stick that thing but underneath the table, hopefully no one would trip over it. And they were very awkward. But then again, they came out later on with folding canes, and they were quite thick and a little bit cumbersome. And then now they got down like AmberTech and has lightweight, easy-to-use canes.
Yes, we have a variety of canes, and we definitely love our lightweight canes. A lot of people that are just going out around the town, or people who are guide dog users and they just want something for when they're not going out with their guide dogs, or people who go out with guides. They just love having the lightweight canes.
Well, there's a lot of people that are very stupid too. My wife hates when I say that word, so I take that back. I take it back.
Yes,
but people,
Michael,
who
yes.
don't use a cane and they're blind, but what word can I say? They're not smart. What word do you want me to say,
no.
Lynn? You hate when I use that word, but they're not smart. They should have an amputated cane if they're blind, that's for sure.
I think they're just embarrassed to use it. How about you say that?
Well, there's millions of people out there that are not using canes, and they should.
And you got to learn how to use them, Michael. You know, people have to learn how to use them.
Yes, Laura.
I was just going to say, I talk to a lot of people on the phones, and it's not just about being embarrassed. There's quite a few people out there where they just don't have the resources to get the cane or have the training. They feel like they need to have training before they get it, and they definitely should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it is better to have something instead of nothing.
Absolutely. Michael used to first complain about his cane kept biting him until I told him how to fold it up. Remember that, Michael?
Yeah, he used to pinch me every time I folded it.
Chris, I like what you said, Chris. It's not a bright idea to not use a cane. There you go.
That's right.
See,
that's
Chris right. came up
Absolutely.
With a solution instead
okay.
of saying stupid.
Okay.
Thank
I, take,
you, Chris.
I said I take it back the word. That's what's they're not bright.
Yeah.
If you know, they're not bright people. If you're blind, you don't use a cane or a guide dog, then there's something that's not too smart.
Yeah. So tell us more about the different canes and what you have to offer, so people will go to AmbuTech when they need a cane.
Okay, so our standard is our mobility canes. Those are the canes for people that are heavy into use. They go out, they go around town, they do lots of walking, and they need to rely on it more. So those can be made out of aluminum, graphite, or fiberglass. Our aluminum is just the very classic aluminum. Graphite is about half to a third of the weight, depending on what tip you have on it. And fiberglass is right in the middle. Fiberglass and the graphite are both super strong. Fiberglass is double walled. So we suggest for people who like to go hiking, out on trails, into mountains, like that stick will take a beating. And then it's very good also for weight. It's lighter than aluminum, but not quite as light as the graphite. And then from there, we also have the lightweight canes. I like to call them the half and halves. We have the telescopic two-piece cane. It's designed off of a European design, and it's for people who like the very tapered, long, rigid canes. So they want something that feels rigid, lightweight, but they also don't want it to get snapped in half when they go in a cab. So that one, it screws and then it goes inside. It's telescopic to about half its size. And then we have our slimline cane that folds up. It's no bigger than a pencil, and it's made out of graphite.
Wow.
So it's springy, it's lightweight. It's great with any of our lighter tips. I've seen those also take a beating. People use them around town.
Okay, I got questions for you. This is something I was given to in the past when I went to the VA rehab in Birmingham, Alabama. They gave me one, and it's for like hikers. I don't know if you have them, and that, you know, we have the regular roller cane, But this roller tip that you put on the end was like 4 inches across, a big roller cane, where it was good for rough terrain out in the woods and stuff. Do you still have those, or do they supply those yet?
Oh, that's probably your jumbo roller. I like to say that it's like a grandma's cookie stacked 2 or 3 high.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's about 3.5 inches in diameter. The height on it, when flat against the ground, is just 3/4 of an inch. It's made out of our high density material, so it lasts a wicked long time. And yeah, that one's great for obstacles. It glides over gravel, sticks, stones. So that's one of our adventure tips. People absolutely love it.
I don't think a lot of people know of that. As it's terrific for somebody who likes to go out through the woods and hike around and stuff, that has low vision, maybe not totally blind. But I thought it was a unique piece of equipment that not many people know about.
Yeah, I think, and it might go hand in hand with not a lot of people know about like canes, how to get them, which ones they should be using. But yeah, there are tips for going around town. There's tips for if you're mostly indoors. And then there's a whole line for just going out and being outdoorsy that people don't know about.
Right.
Now's the time if you want to call in and ask a question about any question about Amputech, now's the time to call 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you have a question about Amputech, now's the time to call and ask about the cane. If you don't have one, you should get one.
If I could add to that other one too, if people are out there listening, with that big roller ball, if you go out there hiking, I'm sure that they want to pick up the proper cane too, not aluminum cane, because if it gets caught on something, it'll quickly bend. So you want to have something lightweight and something that's going to be take a little bit of a
beat. Is there such a cane for a beach, for the sand, or no? That's why I have a problem with my cane for the sand.
Yeah, I remember when
we did this wedding. We do actually have a tip designed. We have one that's called the Dakota Disc. It was designed originally by an O&M at the Perkins School, and it's wonderful. So it's hollow. It's 6 inches in diameter. It goes onto the end of any hook style cane, any of our hook style canes. And the way it works is it's a hip joint. So all the rest of our tips kind of slip up into the shaft for stability. What this does is it's rounded on the end. And so it's just like the way your leg sticks into your hip. It goes in any single direction. And because it's lightweight and it's flat, it glides. It does not get stuck.
Right.
It goes over snow. It goes over sand. It goes over gravel. It was designed for kids on the playground wanting to play. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. You should try it.
What's this one called? I have to get that.
It's called a Dakota Disc, and it comes in white or red.
Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds interesting. And what about the canes people use? You definitely want to grab. I don't know. Fiberglass. You don't want something that's going to be rusting on the beach water.
None of the components on our canes should rust. Aluminum isn't designed to rust. Our joints are hard anodized aluminum joints, and then just the rest of the parts are plastic. The one thing I would not suggest is getting anything with a bearing in it and submerged into water. Mm-hmm, it's fine with puddles, the rain, but yeah, just any kind of bearing. Okay. They should be watertight, but use and over the years, water could get in.
Laura, why don't you talk before we say goodnight? Talk a little bit about your customer service so people, can feel comfortable that they'll call in and they'll get all the answers that they need. And you ship all over the United States, even though you're in Canada, correct?
I think they ship all over the world.
All over the world, yeah.
Yes, we're one of the largest distributors. We love to hear people and their stories. We're a close-knit group of people on the phones. We've basically heard it all. So please give us a phone call if you want to chat, figure out what kind of cane would work best for you. The only thing we say is we aren't trained O&M instructors, so you should know your size before you call in.
Right.
Other than that, we can help figure out what suits your lifestyle. And I'm pretty sure that we can help you overcome almost any obstacle when it comes to picking a cane.
And what is the general general rule of thumb as far as the length of the cane needed?
I just got to say that. To the breast
that
bone.
Changes.
To the bottom of the breast bone.
Well, it changes a little bit depending on where you go to school and where you train. And it has also changed over the years, but it's usually between your sternum and your ears. But most people pick either just under their chin or the top of their armpits.
I do from the bottom of my breastbone down, right at the bottom of my ribs, right there. That's where I'm comfortable. Because people don't understand, if it's too long, you're not getting a proper reach. If it's too short, you're not getting a proper reach. You want to be at a good reach.
Well, and that brings up a good point about the O&M instructors, because we're on the phone. We don't see how people walk. There's people, even if they're the same height, their arms are different lengths. The torso is different lengths. So that's why we say it should always be a trained professional that tell you how tall your cane should be.
That's true, yeah. Well, thank you for your information. It's been very educational once again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us out to the show.
Well, thank you for being part of the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's Amputech is part of our family. We love hearing about Amputech. And those folks who don't have a cane should definitely get Amputech cane.
Would you like to give out the website?
Where are you in Canada?
Yes, our website is www.ambutech.com. Our telephone number is 1-800-561-3340. And if you already know what cane you want and need it a little faster, you can also call our American distributors, LSNS or MaxiAids.
Okay. Where are you from in Canada?
Smack dab in the middle, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Winnipeg, okay. I'm from Niagara Falls area near Toronto, so yeah, you're literally a little bit up there yet.
Oh yes, and that actually brings up a good point. A lot of people will ask us if our canes are made for their environments, and I say here in Winnipeg, it's like Georgia in the summer and Antarctica in the winter. So we've seen it all.
Absolutely, yeah, yep, we see it all.
Don't forget, folks, there's only one cane. That's Ambutech. That's AMB Ambutech.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
All right, good night.
That's Ambutech. That's A-M-B.
U. T-E-C-H.
Ambutech.
Yep, just like it sounds.
And I'll tell you right now, I do have three canes. I have one when you go out the front door, one in the back door, and one in the car.
Yep.
Wherever I go, I use my cane.
In case you lose one, you find another one.
But no joke, I remember when we went to Desiree's wedding, you couldn't walk in the sand because the cane just did not work.
Yeah, now I know there's another cane.
It's called the Dakota disc.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
the Dakota disc, that's really good. It's big. I never saw one before until I went to the VA. That's why I brought it up, because a lot of people never saw one or heard of one. And it's really good if you like hiking and you're low vision or whatever, and you like to hike. Yeah, it rolls over everything.
Yeah. So, Gary.
Yes.
I'm going to do my show wrap-up. And guess what?
I'm on next week
Next week, join us with co-host Gary Sinclair. Ended the month. You ended the month and you're starting June. How do you like that?
I do that every year.
Yeah. Every year. Join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair to start off the month of June as we welcome Melissa Ballback from Independent Living Aids. We were just talking about that, or LSNS, whichever way the pendulum swings, the same company. And we will be welcoming Michael Besserman and Dr. Becky Kammer from Samsara Vision. And we will be learning all about the survey, the research that they're doing, and much, much more.
And Gary Sinclair, if you're going to do a tribute next week, do one. If you're going to ask a question,
I've been giving away, so I just gave a little tougher one tonight, but I thought you'd get it pretty easy. But I knew you wouldn't get it, but I was going to give one. I'm going to just give the answer right now, and maybe someday in the future somebody can answer this question. How many notes in taps? How many notes are there in taps? I'm going to give you the answer now. If I ask you again, somebody's got to know it. There's 21 notes in taps. 21 notes in taps. That's all it is.
I thought it's 21.
That's what he just said.
I said 21. 21 yeah, notes right. in taps.
Michael won. Michael, you just won a $10 gift card.
Hey, you just won a $10 gift card. Gift card. Subway, go have a sub. This was a good night. I thought we had a really good show, a lot of information.
And really good show. And, really good show.
And I like Peter. Peter with his story. I like Peter with his story.
That was
cool. That was terrific. Yeah.
He's a wonderful speaker.
And folks, if you missed any part of this show, don't forget to go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go look for our testimonials from all over the world. People give their testimonials. Go look to see what you missed on all the shows.
Chris, did we play the Marines? I can't remember.
Yeah, I play everything played.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
The only, the only thing that didn't get played was this.
You must
Oh, there you go. Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tina Turner.
Thank you. We'll say goodnight to you now while you play that, Chris.
You know what? Let's end the show with one of her great songs.
Yes.
Yeah. Say, goodnight, Tina.
That way. Hey, Tina Turner.
Have a great
night,
everybody.
Good night.
You too, Chris.
Good night to everyone.
Good night, Chris.
Love to all. Thank you for listening. And
see y'all next week.
Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Good night, everybody.
Remembering Tina Turner.
Remember Tina Turner.
Good night, Tina Turner. We love you.
I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do.